track 13, and now we come to sport. And there's still football, so we'll start with football. Divisions going down to the wire. Lakeside Athletics' midweek victory over the Windmill means that the SDFL Premier Division title race is now in their hands. At the other end of the table, Newton Abbott 66 beat Chudley Athletic 3-2 to earn themselves another year of top flight football. These results confirm that Totnes and Dartington and Buckfastleigh Rangers will both be relegated to Division 1. On Saturday, Chudley and East Allington were well beaten by True Blues and Paignton Saints, respectively. Plus 66 and Ilsington Villa shared the spoils, and Newton Abbott Spurs seconds got the better of Kingstainton Athletic in a 9-goal thriller. The race for Division 1 glory is hotting up. WBB can go to top just a point from their final two games, whilst Elberton Villa have to play 7 games in 8 days and could topple Watsey's with a late charge. Spurs thirds are confirmed the team going down into Division 2. Newton Abbott Spurs are delighted to announce the appointment of Matt Hayden as first team manager alongside Sam Biscoe, head of upcoming this season. New chairman Steve Ellswood, who made the appointment his priority following his arrival at the club last week, said, "It's been a whirlwind 7 days, but incredibly positive period with plenty of work already underway across the community, commercial and footballing sides of the club." Matt brings valuable management experience from his time at Bovey Tracy alongside experience at Brixham AFC, while both worked alongside each other in joint capacity last season at Stoke Gabriel. To secure both of them is a major coup for the club. They bring excellent professionalism, strong contacts within the game, and completely fit the profile of the aggressive management team we want to lead the club forward. And now we come on to cricket. Chudley performed a disappearing act on Hatherley's batsmen, any magician would have been proud of, on the way to a 188-run win. Other than opener Greg Sulkin sticking around long enough to make 55, only two other batters reached double figures in a total of 104 all out. Elsewhere in C Division, West Abbots Kurzweil pushed Cornwood second 11 every step of the way before resigning themselves to a 2-wicket defeat. Meanwhile, Ipplepen showed their neighbours, South Devon, no mercy at all on the way to a 265 win. Finally, we come to running. The Great West Run returned to Exeter this weekend, with runners taking on both the half marathon and 10K events on closed roads around the city on Sunday. Starting and finishing at Exeter Arena, the race once again attracted large numbers and strong community support, with crowds lining the route to cheer participants through the warm conditions. The half marathon course took runners through the city centre, university grounds, and out into the surrounding Devon countryside, offering a varied route with a mix of urban streets and quieter lanes, along with 700 feet of climbing. Conditions were notably hot, making it a challenging day for runners across both distances. A total of 15 trotters took on the half marathon, producing some outstanding performances. Leading the way was Alex Sparks, who ran superbly to finish fifth overall, an excellent result in a competitive field. And lastly, golf. Young players from Tynmouth and Stover Golf Clubs were amongst those who succeeded at the Devon Golf Amateur Championships. Taking place between Friday the 15th of May and Sunday the 17th, the best golfers from across the country were battling it out at Royal North Devon. It began with a 36-hole stroke play event before a knockout competition followed. Susie Carr of Tynmouth and Archie Christophers of Stover led the women's and men's table respectively after 18 holes and were able to maintain this advantage to both take home the gold medals. And that's your sport for today.